This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of February 15th, 2011, convening at 5:47 p.m. And Ken, could you act as our secretary pro tem unless until Afia joins us?
Okay.
Okay. Or would someone else like to volunteer? Bill, and I'll take volunteers.
You know, I don't really have a good list of everybody there.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, Ken, if you'd be willing, we'd be grateful. Okay, thank you. If you could go ahead and call the roll, please.
Okay, and this is the official roll call.
Alan
Burden.
Here.
Okay, Ken Aaron, here. Sharam Agamar.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Here.
Jessica Apollinar.
Apollinar.
You're here, right?
No, that's Summer, the correcting pronunciation. Sorry, she's not here.
Okay, Nia Bediako.
Present.
Okay, Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Lydia Berzon?
Here.
Renee Bryce Laporte?
Here.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Kathy Davis? Campbell Johnson?
Here.
Nia Wanzgaza?
Hey, it's Sean Malloy. Where are we?
Sean is here.
Yeah.
Murray Arendoff? Summer Reese?
Present.
Marcel Reed, Tracy Rosenberg, Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Andrea Turner, Joe Wanzala. Okay, I'm just going to call those who didn't respond. Jessica Apollana, Kathy Davis, Afia Wanzala, Kimberly Arendoff, Marcel Reed, Tracy Rosenberg, Andrea Turner, Joe Wanzala. We now have six.
Tracy sent a note to the listserv saying that she wouldn't be joining us tonight. So
yes, thank you. I'll go ahead and do excused absences. Thank you, Sharon.
This is Teresa Allen. I'm here.
Thank you.
Okay.
And you got Sean as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, I believe both Tracy Rosenberg had a conflict and asked for an excused absence, and Kathy Davis as well, because she was not able. And she may, I don't know if she'll join us, but this is a teaching night for her. So if you could please note excused absences for those two.
Are they asking for excused absences?
Well,
yeah.
They notified me that they'd be able to attend, so I
all right, so
why the notification occurred.
Could you ask for approval on an excused absence?
Yes. Is there any objection to approving the absences for those two individuals? Okay, and hearing none, please mark them as excused.
Or did you include Tracy in that? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, Tracy had sent an email saying she had a conflict with another meeting, and Kathy had sent an email that she had a conflict with work. So,
okay. Also, this is LaVarne and
hi,
also
LaVarne.
Arlene. If you could note that we're present also, Ken.
Thank you very much. Yes, LaVarne and Arlene are present as well. And we have the two excused absences. And then I believe, and I apologize for sending the agendas out so shortly before the meeting. In the future, I will definitely try to have them out to members earlier. But I did send out proposed open and closed session agendas. And so for the open session one, is there any objection to the agenda as laid out? It's very short. It's a report out from executive session of February 8th, 2011. Announcement of resignation, scheduling of an email election. Is there any objection?
Speak up, please, Chair.
Point
Sorry.
Of information.
Yes. Hi, Campbell. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm wondering, it seems as though any other business that was before the PMB is just not being addressed at all in open session?
Well, it seems to be the take of, well, here's Campbell. My best take on it, and I'm always open to suggestion, but is that we are not dealing with the rest of the pending matters before the PNB until we are at the in-person meeting in Houston in a week and a half, and that really we're just dealing with the sort of emergency housekeeping or litigation issues arising between now and then, if there's an objection to that. But that is so far just the only things that I have scheduled are these things that are coming up that have to be dealt with before we get to that next meeting. So if that answers your question. Because these have all been specially scheduled. We weren't originally planning, if you recall, like about 3 weeks ago when we said, well, we won't schedule any more open session meetings between now and the in-person meeting. So the ones that have been scheduled have only been in response to things which are time sensitive and can't wait until then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Is there any objection to the agenda? Okay. Thank you. And hearing none, if you could mark that, please.
This is Teresa. I'm not seeing it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll read it out. It's only three items on the agenda, which is the report out from our executive session of last week, announcing the resignation of the affiliate director and scheduling an email election to fill that vacancy.
Okay.
Those seem all to be open sessions.
Madam
yes.
Chair?
Yes.
I have an objection with regard to the timing in which we got it and also with regard to the fact that there are very serious matters that are not included in the agenda.
Okay. And regarding the timing, again, you have my personal apologies on that. I never enjoyed getting agendas right before the meeting either, so I will definitely work on that so we have them in advance. Okay. And in terms of the serious matters, are there any of them that have arisen between that meeting at which we voted not to have any open session meetings until the in-person meeting, or are they things that are still pending from prior agendas?
There are things still pending from prior agendas, including the dealing with the fact that our outside auditor has given us an alert regarding our going concern status.
I understand.
And there are some recommendations that we have in regard to that in terms of actions that we should be taking. Our general counsel indicated that he felt that these were more core fiduciary responsibilities of the PNB than the other
point
things.
Of order, instead
okay.
of going
thank
in
you.
Theory,
please.
Get it on the agenda.
Thank you. Campbell, if I may, I think out of consideration of all the members' times, I understand these are very serious and grave matters, but by a majority vote, it was voted not to have any sessions dealing with the matters that were still pending on the agenda until the open session, and truly everything that's arising is only there are only things which must be dealt with between now and then. I'm not saying that those aren't very important fiduciary duties, but I think that they would have to be on the agenda, and we're putting together the agenda for Houston, so I certainly hope that they will take a precedence at the top of it. But I don't think it would be fair to the rest of the members to try and drop that on everyone tonight. I know everyone was very exhausted by the five-hour meeting last week, and I'm hoping tonight we can, you know, just handle our business. And in a week and a half, we should be able to dig into the real meat of the things confronting the foundation. So I do wish to lodge a formal objection to the approval of the agenda, or would you be willing to withdraw
yes,
that?
Yes, that's a formal objection.
A formal objection. Okay. Does that need a second? I'm not sitting here looking at my little cheat sheet.
Yeah.
It does. Is there a second to Campbell's objection to the agenda?
This is Teresa. I'll second it.
You'll second it. Okay. So can we go ahead and I guess we can take a vote on that or we can discuss it. You've given your pro, I guess, Campbell. Is there anyone who wants to speak against changing the agenda? Or anyone who wants to speak to this at all? If not, if
Madam
wants
Chair,
to...
I was under the impression that we were just going to register his objection. I wasn't under the impression that he was trying to...
Yes, he's trying to take a vote on this. We sometimes can take 45 minutes to approve an agenda. I only took 5 minutes because I always hope. So
this is Nia
wants...
Summer.
Hi,
this is Nia. This is Nia Summer.
Go ahead, Nia. Please.
Yeah, I my objection is, which I wrote to the PNB, is that the notice of Joe's resignation was in executive session. It wasn't publicly noticed, and there wasn't enough time to notice this, which I have written. I understand that we want to expedite this, but just on a technicality, and my concern is, as we all know, we have enough lawsuits flying around, and my fear is that there will be another one pending the quote-unquote holdover directors who are going to be voting on these.
Madam Chair, this is appropriate only for executive session.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Tell him not to interrupt
gentle,
me.
Gentle people, just let Nia finish her point, and then I'll go ahead and address it. Thank you. Okay.
You
so
just have
ahead.
No control, man.
Point of personal privilege is a holdover.
Okay. Thank
I don't
you.
Think that's funny.
Please.
I don't either, Nia.
Sean and Nia, please. Nia, I think it would be perfectly reasonable to state your objection when we get to that point in the agenda. To, if you want to state it now, that are you objecting to the scheduling of an email election? Is that your input there that you want to object to item? I guess it's number 5 on the agenda.
Well, we're just giving. Yeah, I think what we should be doing is to notice an election.
Well, we can
day.
Do that tonight. That's you know what I mean. I'm not fixed in stone. I put schedule. We can it can be noticed tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's something we have to deal with quickly so
right.
that we can fill that seat. So I don't think that's
yeah.
You know I think you can bring your concerns there in terms of how it proceeds. All right.
But I thought you called them because you wanted me to speak in terms of the ruling. Was that why you called on me? Just so I'm clear, Summer.
I'm taking, Campbell has objections on a larger scale to not including previous agenda items that are on the, like, standing agenda of the PNB. And you're objecting to a particular thing in terms of whether it's scheduling or noticing this evening.
That
and
is correct.
And
I am
think
not
you
objecting
could,
to Campbell's. I'm not going along with that. I'm
you're not joining that objection?
No.
Okay, and I'll perfectly be happy.
Item.
Okay,
right. And
thank
also
you.
The fact that they're holdover directors who are going to be voting, that's my objection.
Can we stay on a point, get the agenda?
This is on the agenda. It has nothing to do with holdovers. This is just Nia's attempt to waste time.
Sean.
This is Lydia.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Let me say one thing before I go to you, Lydia, please.
Okay.
I think when we get to that item, it's perfectly reasonable to bring up, you know, any member may say, I object to scheduling this. I believe it should be noticed. I just feel we have to deal with that item. How it gets dealt with will be up to the body, okay? Thank you. Lydia?
Yes, I'm unclear. Is there something that the auditor has said that has to be done before we meet in Houston? Is that the issue? Because I'm unclear.
No, I will address that.
Information.
Thank you, Lydia. No, we have ongoing difficulties in passing our audits, and we obviously have deep financial issues. And these are the type of things that should be addressed as quickly as possible by the board. Well, no, I'd like to respond first as chair, but thank you, and then I can let you respond. But
just can on the stack, please.
Okay. Anyway, we have pressing financial issues. Yes?
Yeah, aren't we about to take a vote on approving the agenda? Isn't that what we're supposed to be dealing with?
Well, Campbell has objected to the approval of the agenda.
So let us take a vote and see if we approve the agenda.
No one has called the question. We're still engaged.
Okay. I'd like to be recognized when appropriate.
Okay. Thank you. Lydia, these are pressing financial matters, which obviously should be dealt with urgently, but they have been urgent for many, many months, if not longer. I don't believe the auditor in any way specified us to take a specific action between the last meeting and the in-person meeting. So it differs in terms of, like, legal things, which we must respond to at a specific time. It is that we must address these issues overall if we are to be a financially solvent institution. So I'm going to let Ken speak. And
I thought you were going to let me
Campbell, go ahead. Please limit yourself to 1 minute. Go ahead and give your concerns because you've already spoken once. I'd like to let Ken speak, so go ahead.
Point of order. He has already spoken extensively on this, and let other members speak, please.
There's a question raised. I'm responding to that question.
I'm just going to let him respond as to why he thinks this is important and to change the agenda this evening, and then that'll be it, Campbell. Okay, I'm going to let Ken speak after that, but go ahead, please.
Our outside auditor recently, very recently, gave us a going concern alert, which is a technical kind of term, and he stated that because we had 3 years of losing money, a total of $4.8 million, that the notion of Pacifica continuing as a going concern would be something that he would have to indicate in his report, in his audit, as not being logical. And so this is the kind of thing that our general counsel had said is a core fiduciary responsibility above the other things that we're dealing with tonight, in fact.
Thank you, Campbell. Ken?
And then
Sean,
this is a public session. We have an agenda. Rather than getting into discussing motions, I think it's very out of order. If one wanted to say, I think we should add to the agenda discussing financial issues, that's appropriate. But to start discussing the issues that you want to add to the agenda is not appropriate. I call the question on approving the agenda as distributed by the chair. The objection was not seconded.
I'll second.
For vote of approving
it
the agenda.
It was seconded.
It was seconded. So you've called the question.
Yes.
So a yes vote will support Campbell in objecting to the agenda and changing
point of
the
information.
I don't believe his objection was seconded, was it?
It was.
Would you please call on people, Summer? How could people just speak out and others can't?
Thank you, Nia. Bill, you had a point of information.
Was there a specific thing Campbell wanted to add to the agenda or in a time limit?
He wants to add everything related to the audit's recommendation that's pending.
There was a specific recommendation that's been made since December 17th.
Okay.
Is there a time limit?
Yeah, sorry?
Was there a time limit associated with that? Because the agenda items usually have a time limit.
Was there a time limit associated? I'm saying that the information was communicated.
Okay.
George had said he was going to add it to the agenda. It didn't happen.
If I may, I mean, the whole thing is, I mean, it's never out of order to object to the agenda, but frankly, we voted on all of this 3 weeks ago.
The
question has been called. A yes vote will support Campbell in changing the agenda, right? Am I correct on that, people? And the no vote will support the agenda as it is? Thank you. Okay, so please,
Voting yes agrees with Campbell's objection and adds an item to this open session.
Right, and voting no leaves
voting no, it doesn't. Carolyn Burden.
No.
Ken Aaron, no. Sharam.
No.
Teresa Allen. Jessica.
Wait a minute. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can I vote yes?
Teresa votes yes. Sharam. Okay.
Sharam voted yes.
He voted no.
He has voted.
No, I voted no, guys.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Nia Bediako.
Please come back to me. I abstain. I abstain. I have very seldom do, but I abstain.
Okay. Wesley Bethune.
I abstain.
Okay. Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Okay. Renee Bryce Laporte.
No.
Okay. Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Okay. Kathy Davis not here. Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Okay. Afia Wangaza not here. Sean Casey O'Brien.
No.
Okay. Emery's not here. Summer Reese is the chair. And that leaves us with Alex Steinberg.
No.
Okay. We have, and that's all the voting people, we have 3 yes, 6 no, and 3 abstain. And the motion fails.
So we're at 12.
Yeah,
okay.
That approves the agenda.
Thank you, people, very much. And just as a note for the record, we have legal counsel for the executive session, who has a time limitation. So I would like to request a timekeeper at this point so that we can get through each section in a reasonable amount of time, I hope. Would anyone like to volunteer to be a timekeeper? As that would help, I think. No volunteers?
Bill, I can do that if you want.
Thanks, Bill. Okay, I'd like again, like we did before, I'd just limit members to 60 seconds each so that we have some hope of getting through this evening at a reasonable hour. Okay, and we can hear everybody's phone. So 1 second, please. So the next thing on the agenda is the report out from the executive session of 1 week ago, February 8th. And I'm going to just go ahead and read it for the stream. It's not open really to debate or discussion. This is the report out. We've approved of it. This is what happened. The PNB reaffirmed the decision of the Pacifica Foundation Board January 21st, 2011, by which Mr. Dan Siegel was deemed to have resigned the position of Pacifica Foundation Delegate prior to the January 13th, 2011 KPFA PNB Director election. That is the report out on that. And then the second report out was on the other matter, which was discussed last week, was the PNB authorized counsel to, there's a typo there. Sorry, people, not kind of counsel. But anyway, the PNB authorized counsel to offer mediation in the Argueta matter. And
I'm sorry, as the secretary, could you read it louder, please?
Sorry, the PNB authorized counsel to offer mediation in the Argueta matter, and if that was rejected, for counsel to proceed in preparing for the hearing scheduled in that matter for February 18th, 2011. And there are a couple of typos there, so I will fix them as counsel-like city instead of counsel-like attorney. But anyway, so that is the report out on the 2 actions that were taken last week. I don't think there's really, is there any, there shouldn't be any discussion. I mean, really, we ought to be able to move even to the next matter. So does anyone object to going to the next matter?
Summer, your voice is fading. I can hardly hear you.
I'm sorry. It's a new phone. It shouldn't be giving me all this trouble. Sorry about that. And I'm never on speaker with it. So anyway, I'll try to speak loudly into the receiver. Anyway, those are the 2 report outs. They're not, you know, open to discussion, but does anyone have anything they need to say before we move to the next topic? Okay. And hearing none, thank you, gratefully. The next thing on the agenda is the and the resignation isn't it's not a confidential matter when a board member resigns. We received a gracious announcement of a resignation from one of our affiliate directors, Joseph Orozco, who showing tremendous adherence to the bylaws and informed us that he is will be running for a tribal council seat on his Native American Nations Council, and although he had not yet filed those papers, would be filing them very shortly and would be a candidate for what would be considered a public office according to our bylaws. And so he and we're sorry to lose him. He seems like an excellent board member, and but he very graciously informed us ahead of time so as not to cause us any difficulty that he would be resigning from the Pacifica National Board. And because of that, of course, then we need to fill that vacancy, which is where I put schedule an email election from the remaining pool of candidates to fill the seat. So this is where we would be able to have discussion on how that would proceed from here, because that is where we find ourselves. And obviously with the in-person seating less than 2 weeks away at this point, it's incumbent upon us to try and fill this seat as quickly as possible in adherence with the bylaws. So I will take us back on discussion of how to proceed with doing that as expeditiously and fairly as possible.
This is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia.
Karen.
To add me on the stack.
Okay,
Campbell.
Lydia. Ken Campbell. Okay, and I'll take people after that. So go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so... again, I haven't been on the PMB for a while, but it
sure.
used to be that we also facilitated snail mail for people who wanted to preserve the privacy of their vote. Is that going to be factored in? We always allowed enough time, in other words, for snail mail as well as email.
Okay, well, I believe that, and I may refer to Bill on this, but we have been able to preserve the privacy of our surveys regarding staffing, and I believe we can also do a electronic vote that preserves the anonymity of the voters through the
and
national.
How is that done?
Let me, Bill. Do you feel you could speak to this for me?
Well, right. That has to, it takes a little while to set it up. It's probably quicker in this case, I would think, just to go ahead and mail the paper ballots to somebody to count them.
For everyone, do you think for the entire board that that's the case, rather than doing an electronic vote through the national office?
Well, we could email them ballot, and then they could mail them back, you know, with some reasonable time limit. You're going to have a time limit anyway for them to respond.
Well, I guess what my question is to vote for the people originally. We just did it electronically, correctly? I mean, why would it be faster to do mail?
No, it was...
Correct. No, we did...
We did just do it. We did it.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Sorry.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did it electronically.
Right.
Arlene, maybe Arlene can speak to this. As yes, Arlene, National Office, you can tell us how well this can be coordinated.
Well, what we've done in the last couple where we've handled it with email,
mm-hmm.
done it as an attachment,
okay.
comes into Christine, she prints the attachment, and then deletes the message so that she only has the ballot and not how the person voted.
That seems
and she doesn't open them until the deadline, so she's got them all in one sack.
Okay, thank you, Arlene. I appreciate that. Lydia, do you think that satisfies your concern about that? I mean, because I know I've never seen how anybody else voted on these things. So.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't satisfy my concern, but I also want to have another question then now that the process has been explained to me,
sure.
although I assume someone can send me the motion about this.
Sure,
go ahead. But nevertheless, is for example, I often get documents, depending on the Word version and so forth, that cannot be opened. So
yeah.
if the email is immediately deleted and the attachment isn't opened until way after the fact, how can we determine whether that attachment was able to be opened?
I believe what she just said, if I'm correct, and what Arlene said, was that she prints out the attachment and then deletes the email, so she obviously is able to see if the attachment at least printed properly without...
Oh, okay. I thought she said she didn't do that until...
No, she prints
deadline.
It out, but then she puts them all in an envelope.
Okay.
She prints them
can you let Arlene please
But she's not looking at them except to make sure she's got a ballot.
Okay, that it's printed properly,
oh, okay.
that's all. Okay. So, yeah, I think that's satisfied. It seemed to work in this last election for the affiliates director positions. Okay. Thank you, Lydia. Thank you, Arlene. Ken?
I'm just reviewing through the bylaws, but for the affiliate, I thought that if someone resigns, you take the next alternate, the next highest vote-getter in the stack from the affiliate's election when they chose directors.
Well, from
I don't know why we have to.
Madam Chair, Teresa here.
Okay, Teresa. Okay.
If somebody could just apprise us of the proper procedure, I thought it's already covered and we wouldn't need another election.
Well, from what I have read, Ken, of the bylaws, and certainly people have been sending me excerpted sections, is that we choose from the nominees of the last election.
Oh, the PNB selects from the remaining nominees.
Right, and there are two nominees, I believe.
I see. Okay.
So I believe that would be the proper process there.
Okay, great.
We're at time.
Great, thank you. We are at time. Did you combine? No, this had longer. 5 minutes was just on announcing Orozco. I think I had 15 down just for this issue.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. 10 more. Yes,
okay, good. And hopefully we can get it resolved.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes.
Am I to understand it that our legal counsel has a deadline of 6:15 before he can't be on the call?
We definitely have a deadline if we'd like to hear from our legal counsel. He said he could go till 6:30. That's why I'm hoping we can go.
Oh, okay. If he can go to, I didn't know that. If he can
that's
go to
one of the reasons I was hoping we wouldn't take so long on approval of the agenda, but be that as it may. Campbell?
I'll pass.
Okay, thank you. Teresa?
I'm encouraging people to, if we could send something out tonight, give us the two people's names. As I sent out the document, it is in Article 5, Section 8, filling vacancies on the board.
Right.
And if we could maybe give people 3 days to send it in.
Are you making a motion to that effect?
Yes.
Second.
Okay, second. So your motion, to recap, is to send out tonight the two nominees' names. Is that correct? And
yes.
I think I need to check with Arlene. Arlene?
Yeah, a point of order.
I'm sorry, there's a phone going off. We can't hear anything.
Point of order?
Yes, what is your point of order?
Well, we need to check on this because I'm not sure this is appropriate. I don't know if we should post it for other people to be considered now or what, but the point is we should check.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Well, may I finish my point?
Yes,
we should check it out thoroughly before we make any decision. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, please.
I don't know, was that Sean? Perhaps Sean did not see my email where I referenced Article 5, Section 8, and it's only one sentence if you want me to read it.
Good, please go ahead.
If a director's seat previously held by an affiliate representative or at-large director becomes vacant for any reason, that seat shall be filled for the remainder of that term by the majority vote of the board from the most recent list of nominees it had received for affiliate representative or at-large directors as applicable, or if none, then nominations shall be declared open and the seat shall be filled the following March for a one-year term. So we did.
Thank you very much.
Left.
I did not see your earlier email. Thank you very much. I appreciate
Thank you, Teresa.
It.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Teresa.
Point of order.
I'm sorry. Is that Alex? Go ahead.
Yes. What the bylaws say is that we have to use the previous list for the last election. It does not say we can't open the list to new nominations.
Well, I do.
And I think it may be appropriate in this case to do that.
Teresa, could you read the last section of that, if there are no previous nominees? Could you just read that, it's like the second paragraph where it says you choose from the previous pool of nominees and if there aren't, that part?
Okay. The seat shall be filled for the remainder of the term by the majority vote of the board from the most recent list of nominees it had received for affiliate representative or at-large director as applicable. Or if none, then nominees shall be declared open.
Okay, I think that's fairly clear. It's if none. I think the real issue is how do we proceed functionally. Arlene, do you know from the past experience in terms of coordinating this with Christine in the office what is required to facilitate it technically, how long she would actually need to be able to send out an electronic type of ballot for us? Or
you could get something out tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
Beautiful. And then all she needs to know is the deadline for submitting them to her.
Okay.
And then she'll work with, assuming you want to continue that way, with Tracy to make sure we have somebody here to observe the count when she actually opens them and counts.
Okay, thank you.
This is a point of order or information. Well, I know what.
Sure. Go ahead.
Order, is that a FIA or other affiliate director does not vote in this? I just want to remind people.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Nia.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. So I think the real issue, Teresa, can you, if you can restate your motion, and then you have to get a second, and then you know it can be amended or voted on.
I've seconded it already.
You second. I'm sorry, Campbell. You did. I apologize. All right. Well, is your motion though? Is that
my
we send
is
out
that
the
we send out a ballot and that we expect that we request that the votes be responded to or returned but within 3 days. So as I understand it, if it goes out tomorrow, then we should have the votes by, let's say, 5 o'clock on Monday.
Okay, 3 business days, 5 p.m. Monday. All right, great.
Is that Teresa?
Yeah. Ken, do you want to be recognized?
No, I just, as a secretary, I'm just asking who made the motion.
Oh, Teresa Allen made the motion. It was seconded by Campbell Johnson.
Hey.
Thank you.
Okay. Could you please email me the motion?
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Teresa. Okay, is there any objection to calling the question on this? Are we able to proceed to vote on this? Okay, very good. One moment, please. I heard a point of personal privilege. Who is that?
Yes, Carolyn here. Could you ask whoever is conducting a phone conversation in the background not to do that?
It's yes,
very
of course.
Difficult to hear.
Again, everyone, please, out of courtesy to each other, and so it doesn't take all night, pound one. Write it on the wall, pound one, and just...
This is Lydia. Can you hear me?
Yes, Lydia. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so I have a question. Now, I did see Teresa's email with the link, which, you know, those of us at work don't have as much time to dig into it yet. But anyway, so once I listen to the questions that were asked of the candidates, if I have additional questions, as a new board member have additional questions, how does that get facilitated before I have to vote? And what did you say was at 5 p.m. on Monday? Do we have until 5 p.m. on Monday to vote, which seems more reasonable? Because
yeah, so I think she's anticipating 3 business days, as the National Office staff obviously wouldn't be there on Saturday or Sunday to count the ballots anyway. So really, functionally, it would give us, like, you know, almost 6 days to act.
Oh, so we would have the weekend to listen to the audio. Oh, fabulous.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
is there some kind of, like, email facilitation that we could ask additional questions of the candidates?
Let me ask, you know, honestly, Lydia, I didn't ask any questions of the last candidate. So who conducted these interviews originally? Teresa, Bill? No, Teresa, you weren't here. Bill, were you involved with that process?
Yes, and it was audio archived, and I think I asked each of them a question. I think Campbell asked each of them a question.
But which committee was that?
We had the written applications, which the new people should get that.
Oh, right. We don't even have that.
Who has a copy of those to distribute, please? You have all that? Would you please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, just as long as we have the weekend so that those of us at work can spend some time reviewing it. I mean, I don't know if the same people would ask questions, but can someone ask, tell me, are there emails there that we could ask questions to and copy the board on, or, you know, something?
How is that done, Bill?
I don't anticipate it. I suspect that all of my questions would have been what other board members asked, but you never know. So.
Sure. Bill, how was that done? Because I don't recall participating in that.
Well, we did it in a conference call in December. I forget the date. I have to look that up, but I could send that information out.
Okay. And it was just done.
I mean, I suppose anybody could email the individual candidates and ask them a question.
Ken, to the stack on one thing before we vote.
Arlene with a question.
Okay. Go ahead, Ken, and then Arlene.
I would feel very comfortable if we appointed an election teller, someone who's going to negotiate this, make sure all the emails go out correctly and all the votes that come back are sanctioned or, you know, they're part of the electorate. Just to make sure all of this business gets down and done correctly.
Okay.
We could appoint an election teller for this little election, someone like Bill Crozier.
Bill, would you like to volunteer?
I'm sorry, to be a teller for the
election? Just to help coordinate the details on this, since you have the questionnaires, and to make sure that, in fact, the ballots, you know, to follow up on this, the ballots have gone out tomorrow.
I mean, I won't be able to help count the ballots.
Not to count the ballots. It's not really an election teller. I think he's really thinking more of a coordinator of the process to make sure no balls get dropped between here and next week.
Okay, I'll just email everybody and... I hope everybody else will help me if I forget something.
Sure. Okay,
I mean,
thank you, Bill.
If, okay. So we'll just get the ballots sent out, need deadline, and then send it back to prescribed person, presumably Christine, I guess, then.
Yeah, I think the real details, too, are just making sure those written questionnaires get out to everybody and the links to the audio so they can listen to them. And, the ballots, that Christine gets that process.
It wasn't a questionnaire, though, but it was just it was their application.
Well, whatever, their application and the and the audio so people can listen to the interviews. And I hope, I hope it's not necessary for individual board members to engage in an email dialogue with the candidates, but obviously if there's something particular that someone wants to know, I don't think that's it's probably not a problem. But
And somebody said the other affiliate member doesn't vote.
No, definitely not. So, yes, of course, in making sure that Chris has that straight as well in terms of only sending ballots to the regular PNB directors and not the other affiliate director. So that's like maybe one detail of housekeeping, too, for tomorrow. So if you're willing to take that task on, Bill, the group gratefully thanks you. Okay,
right,
so so then I guess really is there any objection to this?
Just reread the motion, please, and then
sure.
I don't have an objection. I just want to be clear on the deadline. Thanks.
Of course. Thank you, Lydia. Go ahead, Teresa.
Move that ballots for affiliate director position, and I put in parentheses, candidates Jim Bennett and Heather Gray, in parentheses, be sent to PNB members with request that ballots be returned by Monday, February 21st at 5 p.m., and I put Pacific Standard Time.
And return to the national office, right?
Okay. I'll make an invitation.
Point of order.
Summer, I still
I'm sorry, Arlene. My apologies, please. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, my point is that Chris leaves at 4:45.
Okay.
I don't know if you're trying to get these counted on Monday. That's going to be a bit of a problem. I won't be here. Tracy has been coming in, first thing in the morning to do the count. So if that's okay with everybody, that means the count would be done on Tuesday morning and we could notify the person because it's going to take quick turnaround for them to get reservations to go to Houston.
I'm sorry, who's doing the count? I thought it was Christine's staff.
Yeah, why is Tracy?
Part of it, but Tracy usually lines up one or two people to actually do the count, and I'm not sure if she does the count or Christine does, but they oversee.
Okay, because I would object to having Tracy involved in the count, thank you. I think we need to keep this
nonpartisan
as possible, and we would need to have that guaranteed, thank you.
Yeah, I guess probably the board's more comfortable.
The reason that Tracy's been the one is because this has been handled somewhat through the coordinating committee, and she's been chair of it.
Okay, well, as long as other people are actually conducting the count, as long as they're non-interested parties actually conducting the count and there are witnesses, then that should be fine. If Tracy is actually counting, that's fine.
Yes, Bill.
And I'm sorry, who's that? Is that Bill?
Bill.
Yes,
well,
go ahead.
To facilitate whoever it is getting their airfare, your air reservations, how about making the deadline noon Monday Pacific time?
I was going to make some sort of friendly amendment moving it up either to Sunday night or to Monday earlier so that they can actually be counted and notified on Monday. Is there an objection to moving it up a little bit either on Monday?
This is Lydia.
All right with the
second. No, that sounds good.
What point of information?
Point of information, Shalom?
Yeah, well, is it Monday a holiday? I think that's what I just heard from Arlene. The deadline should really, I wanted to make a friendly amendment to be extended to Monday midnight as opposed to the other way around.
Right, because nobody's going to be in the office to count anything anyway. Thank you, Shalom.
I would second that.
You're a voice of reason there, because obviously we're not expecting national office staff to be there when it's not even business day. Okay, so
all
is that acceptable?
How about Tuesday, February the 22nd at noon Pacific Standard Time?
I wouldn't move it down, Teresa. Just go.
We don't have a holiday Monday.
Isn't it President's Day or something, or one of those?
Yes, it is.
We're not off.
You're not off?
Okay, back to noon on Monday then. How's that?
That's
a little early. How about
just 5 p.m. then? I guess we're there.
And they can count it on Tuesday morning first thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to make a lot of difference whether they make their reservations Monday night or Tuesday night.
Right.
Exactly.
They're going to have to search for, we're going to have to search for cheap fares and hope they can find something that's not too bad.
Yeah. All right, so Monday, February 21st at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay.
Is there any objection to this motion?
But if you want to make it midnight, it won't make any difference if you're going to make it 5. That's what I'm saying.
I gotcha. Well, last chance, going once, going twice. Anybody want
midnight
to change?
Midnight Monday.
No.
You mean midnight Sunday, so they could count it on Monday and they could actually...
Right.
Well, that's a possibility, but I meant if you're going to make it 5 on Monday... You can make
let's just leave it as it is. Please keep it simple. There's a motion on the floor.
Okay, so no one has actually made an amendment. Does anyone want to amend it? Otherwise, we've got 5 p.m. Monday as the standing motion right now. Okay. Is there any objection to the motion as stated? And hearing none, thank you all. Ken?
Madam Chair?
And we're past
Campbell?
Time for this.
Yes, I just wanted to make sure that the caveat that was provided in regard to who is doing the counting is communicated fully.
Yes. Arlene, Bill as the coordinator on just these little details, along with not sending a ballot to the affiliate director, can you also pass along the caveat that no board member should participate in the counting?
Okay.
Thank you. They can facilitate having other people show up, but, yeah, not doing it themselves. Thank you, Campbell. All right, that way it's noted for the record. Ken, you've got the motion.
Wait a minute. So who do you want, Chris, to line up? I mean,
No. Arlene, the concern isn't that Tracy helps get other people to come and volunteer to count. It's that Tracy can't count because she's a board member. Do you know what I mean? That she's not
an observer,
personal. She can be an observer, but that she's not personally involved in the counting process. That's all. Christine can count, and another person can verify with her, and Tracy can observe. Okay, it's just that she isn't personally one of the people counting, I think, is the concern. Okay.
Summer, this is Nia.
Yes, Nia.
Yeah, I just want to remind Bill, just in case I'm not included in the email, just to ask Christine to send everyone a receipt. I think she might be accustomed to doing that before she actually deletes the email.
Sure, that she's received the ballot.
That she received, yeah. She usually does, but just to make that part of the process. And if Bill cares to, because I remember a lot of the details, since on the coordinating committee, I was the one who suggested that, for the phys director that we do it. If you want to run it by me, Bill, you're certainly welcome to do that.
Thank you,
okay,
Nia.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. So, if you can mark this down, that this motion has passed unanimously without objection.
Send me the final copy.
Thank you. And, Teresa, you'll
pass without objection. I call for adjournment.
Yes, thank you. We're over time as it is. And
Second,
thank you. Any objections? No objections? Good. Okay, excellent. Ken, and that other number has been distributed, so please, everyone, call into the secondary executive session number, and we'll go ahead and reconvene right now, okay? Thank you.